Brachah Tfoyah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Mismar Sha'achar HaKikwa, a nail behind a loaf of bread. Meaning to say that some people would take a piece of dough that's shaped like a nail, attach it to a loaf of bread, to use it as an identifying mark for the loaf of bread. Ugargar Melach Kata, or a small piece of salt that was stuck to a loaf of bread and baked with it. The Chirchor Pachot Mika'etva, or a loaf of bread that has a thin burnt crust. The crust is not as thick as a finger width. Rabbi Yosi Omer Koshu Nechu Alav Tmeim B'Tfoyom Ve'en Tzarach Loimar B'Chot Tumas. Rabbi Yosi says anything that's eaten together with a loaf of bread, as all these things that we mentioned are eaten together with a loaf of bread, and therefore it's considered an attachment, and it would be Tumah regarding the Tumah of B'Tfoyom, and certainly it would be an attachment and be Tumah regarding the Tumah of other Tumahs besides the B'Tfoyom. As we have said previously, that some things that are considered an attachment regarding other tumors would not be an attachment regarding the tumor of its foyom, but these things, since they're eaten together with the bread, would be considered an attachment regarding the tumor of its foyom, and certainly regarding other tumors. If its foyom or somebody else that's tummy would touch one of these things, the entire loaf of bread would become tummy, since these things are an attachment to the loaf of bread. Now, some portion explained that our B.A.C. is arguing with the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama said if there's a burnt piece of crust that's less than a finger width, then that burnt piece of crust would be considered an attachment to a loaf of bread. Well, Rabbi Yosi said it doesn't depend on whether it's a finger width or less than a finger width. It depends on whether it's eaten together with a loaf of bread or not. If the crust is eaten together with a loaf of bread, even if it's more than a finger width, it would be considered an attachment to a loaf of bread, according to Rabbi Yosi. Sechet Foyom Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet Atfor Shebe Kikor. A pebble on a loaf of bread. Sometimes people would put a pebble on a loaf of bread to identify the bread. Ugargar mele gada, or large piece of salt that was stuck onto a loaf of bread and baked with it, by torment, or torment, which is a type of vegetable that was stuck onto a loaf of bread, also to identify the bread. Sometimes people would put a torment on the bread. The torment is a very large type of vegetable. Vachirchor yeser mika etzba, or a loaf of bread that had a burnt crust and the crust was thicker than a finger width. Rabbi Yosi Omer kosh eino necho imo tohirin ba tuma. Rabbi Yosi says anything that's not eaten together with the bread would be tar regarding an avatuma, and certainly it would be tar regarding a tfoyom. But all these things that we mentioned in this mission are not eaten together with the bread. But the pebble obviously is not eaten. And a large piece of salt or a tormis also are not eaten together with the bread. They are too large to be eaten together with the bread, so therefore they are not an attachment to the bread. And if somebody with an avatuma or a tfoyom would touch the pebble or the salt, or the torment without touching the actual loaf of bread, the loaf of bread would remain tar. And if not an attachment regarding an avatuma, it's certainly not an attachment regarding a tfoyom, as we have mentioned a few times previously, that certain things are an attachment regarding an avatuma, but not regarding a tfoyom. So these things that are not an attachment regarding an avatuma certainly are not an attachment regarding a tfoyom. Now, some say there are basically to argue with the Tanakhama, as we mentioned in the previous mission, that the Tanakhama holds that if there's a burnt crust that's more than a finger width, then it's not an attachment. If it's less than a finger width, it would be an attachment. Well, according to Rabbi Yosi, it doesn't depend on how thick the crust is. It depends on whether it's eaten together with a loaf of bread or not. If it's eaten together with a loaf of bread, then it would be an attachment to the loaf of bread. But if it's not eaten together with a loaf of bread, it's not an attachment. It doesn't depend on whether it's a finger width or less or more than a finger width.